Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you tonight, Lord God. We come to thank and praise and honor you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you are Lord God, Savior, King, and our best friend, oh God. Greater love has no man than you. You laid down your very life for us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, oh God, that you resurrected Jesus Christ and he sits on your right hand, interceding on our behalf. We die to ourselves tonight, our natural man, and we cover ourselves, our families, our cities, our neighborhoods, our states with the blood of Jesus. We cover America, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And all that we possess, all that we have, including our families, our children, our jobs, our finances, our possessions, our health, our safety, and our welfare with the blood of Jesus. We bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, the south, the east, the west, the prince over every continent, in the name of Jesus, the prince over the United States, the prince over the states where we live, the prince over our counties, all territorial spirits, all principalities, all Azusa spirits, all the rulers of the darkness of this world, all wicked spirits in high places, all spirits not like the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruler spirit assigned to individuals of our ministry and their families in the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits above, on, and below the earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you today that you woke us up, and we are rejoicing because this is the day that you made. We are rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind witchcraft, superstitions, spirits, oh, God, all spirits of Jezebel, Python, Gaal, Antichrist, fault-finder spirits, the death spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusations, and false accusations in the name of Jesus. All spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance, and all confusion, division, lies, discord, and argument. The spirit of Ahab, the spirit of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. We bind all litigations, spirits, all discontent, and warring spirits. We bind all familiar spirits assigned in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits of seduction, and the beguiling spirits, pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsessions, ill will, in the name of Jesus, assassination, character assassination, doubt, all fear spirits and all nature spirits, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you tonight that we can call upon your name. Now that all the spirits are bound, we break, oh God, their supply lines, in the name of Jesus, and communication lines, and we bind them up and off of us, all reinforcements and retaliations by the enemy. We speak and decree upon them spiritual confusion, spiritual deafness, spiritual dumbness, in the blindness, paralysis, and incapacitations, all in Christ Jesus' name. We throw their plans back in the name of Jesus to them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all we decree and declare, oh, God, that they cannot obstruct, confuse, harm, deceive, or divide our people to frustrate the move of Jesus Christ, of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose the perfect will of God and the untapped power of the Holy Spirit over everyone involved in this vision, and we release them to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bring forth the perfect will and purpose of God. We come in agreement with the ministering angels, warring angels, and guardian angels of the Lord Jesus Christ to be dispatched immediately in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, woo your people and cause them to tap into where you are taking your church in this season. We take authority over every territorial spirit throughout the United States, and we confess that this land was dedicated to and still belongs to Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God. O God, you are in Mamamoko Shabaka Didiaka. We thank you that the angels of the Lord displace all those demons and everything that's against us and against your will. And you have been permanently evicted from this day forth. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in all of us, what you've done and what you're about to do. In the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus, we call upon your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless and honor you right now. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we are excited about what you've done. We are excited about what you're about to do. We are excited about, oh God, you as our Father. And we are excited that you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Truly, there is no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you. Oh God, certainly you are worthy to be praised, worthy to be honored. Worthy, 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 worthy. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus. All we thank you right now. We bless you right now. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done, what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy glory, thy holy name. You are magnificent, God. You are the God who loves us, no matter what the circumstance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God, what a holy God, what a righteous God you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Karen, Karen, are you on? Karen?
Hey, Teresa, how are you?
Oh, okay. There are two numbers on here with you. That's 281, so I didn't know. Minister Tyrus, are you on?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Oh, okay.
This is Minister Tyrus.
Okay. I didn't know you were coming on. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Somebody's got noise in the background. Could you put your phone on mute, please? Thank you. All right. Well, Karen, we're glad you joined us. Would you play a song of praise, Karen?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Thank you. What you going to play?
What am I? Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are our Father. And truly, you are the greatest Father any of us could ever have. Oh, we call upon your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you tonight, Lord God. We praise you tonight, and we honor your presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, our scripture tonight is found in Psalms 50, the mighty one. God, the Lord, has spoken and called the sun and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Out of Zion, the perfect, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to heaven from the heavens above and the earth, and he shall judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Excuse me, let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is the judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth? Seeing you have instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been partakers with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for you all tonight. God encourages us, and I thank God. This is called the law of priorities, when activity becomes achievement. God encourages us to fix our eyes on things that endure. In light of eternity, leaders cannot become consumed with the temporary. Leaders cannot allow the pursuit of wealth or power to move them. Only a vision that outlives them, a vision connected to eternity, will fulfill a godly leader. In other words, we must leave a legacy. What are we going to leave behind when we die? This is a legacy, what we're going to leave behind when we die. Psalms 49:17 reminds us that we will take nothing with us, no matter how rich we become, so what will we leave behind is what we leave behind that counts. A huge difference exists between a legacy and an inheritance. Anyone can leave an inheritance. An inheritance is something you leave to your family or loved ones. It also fades. A legacy is something you leave in your family and loved ones. Consider the difference between the two. Inheritance, something tangible you give to others. Legacy, something tangible you place in others. Inheritance, temporarily brings happiness. Legacy, permanently transforms them. Inheritance eventually fades as it is spent. Legacy lives on long after you die. Inheritance, your activity may or may not pay off. Legacy, your activity becomes achievement. So I thank God for the word. I thank God for what he's doing in each one of us tonight. Welcome again to Family Vacation Bible School. We are calling on the name of the Lord like never before. We thank God for each of you coming on. All right. We have the Turner family on with us tonight. They're going to be singing a song of praise. Our theme tonight is From the Pit to the Palace, Dealing with What's in Between. Our theme, From the Pit to the Palace, Dealing with What's in Between. So we have the Turner family to sing the song of Joseph, The Pit to the Palace. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
All right, we're glad you joined us. Go right ahead and sing the song.
Okay.
Joseph's life is called many colors. It was red, orange, purple, green, yellow, brown, and blue too. It was brand new. His father made it just for him. To show this special love for children. The love of a father to his son. The love of a father to his son. It was a special kind of love. It was a special kind of love.
Amen, amen. From the Pit to the Palace, about Joseph and his life. And that's where we headed. We out the pit. We're in the palace and some on the way to the palace. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God has an inheritance for us in the palace. Yep. Oh, he has a legacy. God is leaving a legacy for us. He left a legacy, rather. All right, well, we have the Turner family again. Levi is going to read the story from the pit to the palace. Amen. Go right ahead, baby.
Joseph, the pit to the palace. A dreamer, the coat of many colors, his pit experience and his palace experience. Now Joseph was 17 years old, and his job was to feed the flock. Joseph was his father's favorite son. His father loved him more than he did his other sons. Father gave him a beautiful coat that had colors like a rainbow. His brothers did not like him because his father had a special love for Joseph. Now, Joseph had a gift from God that his family did not understand. Joseph had the gift of dreams, visions, and interpretations of them. God told him what the dreams and visions meant. When Joseph told his brothers and his father about his dreams, they became angry at him. His brothers got so angry because their father loved Joseph more than them, and because of his gift of dreams and visions. They wanted to kill him. They decided to put him in a pit. Then they sold him. Before they put him in the pit, his brothers took his coat from him, then killed an animal, took some of its blood, and put it on Joseph's coat, and told their father a wild animal killed Joseph. The men that brought Joseph took him to the king, Pharaoh. The Lord was with Joseph. Joseph was obedient to the king and served him faithfully. Joseph went through many things, but God was with him. Joseph's gifts of dreams and interpretation of dreams was a blessing to King Pharaoh and his people. Years later, because God gave Joseph favor with the king, Joseph's father and brothers were allowed to live in the palace with Joseph. This saved them from dying of starvation.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Turner family. Thank you, Levi. Awesome, awesome.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Karen, would you play another song of praise for us tonight? And tell me what you're going to play. Karen, you there? Karen, I tell. All right, she's on mute. Or she stepped away from her phone. All righty. Thank you so much. Well, I thank God for each of you all being on with us tonight. I want to read a poem to you all. And the poem says, if a child lives with, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns to love. He learns the world is a nice place to live in. So I thank God for that poem. I'm not sure who wrote it.
I am unmuted now, Carissa.
Oh, okay. All right. You had trouble unmuting? Okay. All right. Okay, Karen, you want to play a song of praise now?
Yes.
Okay. What you going to play?
Oh, how I would love Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful. I appreciate it. Okay. Well, our theme tonight is From the Pit to the Palace, Dealing with the In-Between. We all have something that we have to deal with every day. So, it was madness in Jacob's home. His wife had died, whom he loved so much, who birthed his favorite son. Hold up. Did I say favorite? No. I must have read the scripture wrong. Let me read the scripture again. Genesis 37:3. Could someone find that scripture for me and read it? Genesis 37:3. Oh, no, I know I didn't say favorite. No. Genesis 37:3. Let me know. Tell me your name just before you read the scripture. Genesis 37:3. Anybody have it? Nobody? Somebody? Anybody? Everybody? Anybody have it? Genesis 37:3.
I think I have it. This is Tyrus.
Okay.
Genesis 37. Just one moment.
Okay.
Genesis 37. And verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age and he made him a coat of many colors.
Oh my goodness. I did read that right. He was the son, his favorite son of his old age. This is called parental partiality, where a parent loves one child more than the other children. This causes family trouble. The favorite child usually receives negativity from their sisters and brothers, like jealousy, envy, and strife, and hatred, that other, you know, one that go with these. This causes conflict in the home, sibling rivalry, competition for the parents to love them, and brothers and sisters send darts of hatred, jealousy, envy towards the favorite child. Parents must seek Father God on how to rid themselves of how to cast out that demon of partiality and ask Father God how to put a balance of love and acceptance for each child that God birthed to them. Joseph's brothers were jealous, envious, and hated him. One, because their father, the one that birthed them, favored one of their brothers and even gave him a special gift, a beautiful coat of colors, and did not give them a coat of color also. So you ask yourself, why did Joseph's father give him a coat? Why didn't he give him shoes or a ring or food for thought? So this is food for thought. Why was the coat of many colors? Do your research. Find it out during your personal prayer time or during your Bible study time. Find out why he gave him a coat and why did it have many colors and what did it mean. Is there conflict in your home? Does it seem like your wife and you are not working together? There may be strife, competition, envy. Why do you feel your husband does not listen to you, misunderstand you, or does not even love you? So, this is food for thought. Sons, do you feel your parents do not understand you? They treat you like you are not human. They even order you around. Daughters, do you feel your parents do not treat you like a female should be treated, with tender love and care? Parents, Do you feel neglected by your sons and your daughters and their children? These are grandparents. Relatives, do you feel a loss of communication or neglect? Stop the madness. Stop the madness, families. It's madness for a husband to be on their cell phones talking to God knows who instead of talking and communicating with the one who they pledge their love for the rest of their lives. It's a mess in the family. Stop the madness. Wives sitting across the room from their husbands and posting on Facebook about how great their family is. Children in their room playing games on their iPads, computers, cell phones. Stop the madness. Stop, stop, stop. Let's call a family meeting. Let's deal with, one, communication between husbands and wives. Let's say, honey, I feel neglected by you. So the husband could say, honey, I'm sorry. I've not been available physically or emotionally for you. So I promise from this day forward to be available for you. So we got to, let's stop the madness. We can't continue this madness. Children, communication. Dad, I feel you are too busy, not interested in me or what I do every day. Children to their mom. Mom, I feel you do not take time to cook the home-cooked nutritious, healthy meals anymore. My stomach hurts from too much fast food and snacks. Parents to children. To my precious children, forgive us for not being available to spend time with you or to cook what's healthy for you. I promise to change that. Tomorrow I will cook healthy meals for you. Now that the madness has stopped, let's pray and cast our family cares upon Father God. So I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if you could pray for fathers.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, we come totally depleted of everything that we said, did, and thought in our mind. Lord Jesus, we connect this prayer with the prayers of the righteous because we know it is much. Lord God, now for the fathers, Lord God, we thank you for them being of one mind with you because it's only you that can show us how to be the father to our children. Lord God, we connect to you in everything that we do. Help us to have patience with our children and throughout the day in any task that we have, Lord God. And let us allow you to come and do the complete work in us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, there is nothing too hard for you. So, Lord God, let us lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we pray against any kind of attack on the leaders of that household, Lord God. We pray against any kind of attack that will try to come in on them and put pressure on them right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any distraction on the fathers right now, that whether it's in finance or spiritual or just lagging. Lord God, I thank you for the strength that you're going to give them. I thank you for the prayer life. I thank you for the instructing them how to instruct their children, Lord God. Thank you for sitting them at the table and showing gratitude and thanks and being thankful for what you're giving them. Lord God, I praise your name for the things that you're doing in their lives and in our life. And Lord God, let that strong bond with the sons and the daughters be evident immediately right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray this and thank you in advance for it. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that very powerful prayer. Appreciate it. All right. So I need Lily. Lily, would you pray for mothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the mothers who are in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them being obedient to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for showing them how to train up their children, Lord Jesus, in you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we come against the attack of the enemy on them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is known void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your will being done in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray Psalms 35 and 8 over the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that he falls into his own trap, that he is set for them, Lord God, and for us, Lord Jesus. We send him in utter confusion and chaos in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank for the mothers apologizing to their children, to the husbands right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for everything that they've done wrong, Lord Jesus, and ask for forgiveness to you, Lord Jesus, and to them, Lord God. We believe this effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Thank God. Okay. Minister Tyrus, would you pray for extended family, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to see a day that was not promised to us. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for our extended family. We thank you, Lord God, that you are giving us another day, oh God, to perfect our praise unto you, oh God. God, and we pray right now for the extended families, Lord God. Oh God, every household that's under the sound of my voice and those that are abroad, oh God, the grandparents and the uncles and aunts and the grandchildren, Lord God. We pray for the grandparents who have had parentage thrust it up on them, oh God, that they've had to step in and help raise, oh God, their grandchildren, God, that you strengthen them, Lord God. God, give them the patience, God. Give them the wisdom, the eagle-eyed wisdom, oh God, to not only see danger and hazards before they come up, God, but give them the wisdom, oh God, that they'll be able to handle situations, God, like a parent would, Lord God. Let them not, oh God, be overly sensitive to the child's crying, God, and temper tantrums, God. Oh God, that they will rule their house, God, not with a fist of iron, Lord God, but with the firm hand of love, Lord God. That they spare not the rod, Lord God, that they correct the child, oh God, that it would, you said that it would drive the foolishness from them, Lord God. Oh God, and I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to provide, oh God, every need for those grandparents. Oh God, bless the uncle and aunts that have been had to step in, oh God, and provide for their nieces and their nephews, God. Give them the wisdom, my God. Let there not be any partiality between those children and their own children. God, we bind confusion that will come because of generational gaps, God. Cultural gaps, Lord God. If they have children that were born, God, that are interracial, Lord God, multiracial, oh God, we pray, God, that they will have the cultural sensitivity to raise those children, God, with the knowledge of their culture, God, but under the admonition of the Holy Ghost and of the Lord, oh God, that they provoke not those children to wrath, oh God, but they consider the mercy that you have for us, Lord God. God, we pray for the grandchildren and the children. We pray for children that are missing right now, God. Children that are being trafficked. Oh, God, we pray for loved ones, God, that have the burden of caring spiritually for their grandchildren, Lord God, for and their nieces and nephews and extended family, Lord God. Those families who had to move in with one another, God, under the same roof. Oh, God, and there had been conflict, Lord God, with groceries and with bills, Lord God, with sharing of the chores. God, we ask for a spirit of peace, Lord God, that you give your wisdom, God, in those situations, Lord God. Oh, God, that no need will be unmet, God. Oh, God, that no emotional need will be unmet, Lord God. God, we pray those believers, God, who you have appointed as counselors, God. Oh, God, to oversee our children, God, teachers, God, that are in the households, God, that the grandparents and the parents are going to have to step in during the pandemic, God, to begin the homeschool. We pray resources, God. We pray that we connect with one another and network, Lord God, with those, oh God, of the household of faith, that those gifts and those callings will come forth in Jesus' name. God, we bind every assignment of the enemy, God, every appointment, we cancel it. The spirit of darkness, the blood of Jesus be against you, God. God, and we thank you, God, that your providence, God, and your will is going to come forth, Lord God, with clarity, God, with clarity, that there be no more confusion in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Yep, the prayers of the righteous, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We need prayer 24/7. We thank God for the intercessors, for the gatekeepers and those who war and pray. Some people are up, you know, midnight praying. Sometimes I'm on the prayer line at midnight praying, 10 o'clock praying. Early in the morning, people are on prayer line, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, the midnight watch, all throughout the night. God has people that are praying. So I appreciate the prayers. Well, we have Gigi Gertha Manchon with us. She's going to pray for her country, Haiti. She is an American citizen, but she was from Haiti. Good evening, Minister Gigi. How you doing?
I'm good. Good evening. Good evening, Sister G. Good evening, everyone. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you. And we thank you for answering our prayers. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, I bring Haiti before you. You may not to pray for the family or the women. Which one?
I want you to pray for your country, people in your country,
okay.
Family.
Okay, family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bring Haiti before your throne of grace at this very moment. Father, you know you're a God of compassion and mercy. And I pray for mercy upon Haiti. I pray, oh Lord, that you intervene in the situations right now. The people in Haiti, a lot of them are serving you faithfully. Yes, a lot of them are crying day and night to you. And because their prayers and our prayers combined, Father, answer the prayers, bless them, O Lord, deliver them, O Lord. Heal this land, O Lord. Heal the land. Because, Father, the land was sold by evil doors, by the demon. But, Father, we pray that you have control over everything. If you have control over the world, Haiti is nothing. For you to take Haiti from the bottom pit up, hallelujah, to repair this nation that is so devastated and he's been put down, he's been so lost. But only you can say a word because people are praying. Is you can clean this land. Your blood as a river to wash away all the impurity over this land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I believe your glory will appear over Haiti. And when your glory appears, hallelujah, may all the demons will flee. All the evil priests, all the evil doors, all the divinations, all the enchantments, all will leave the land and throw themselves in deep into the ocean, because they cannot stand when your presence appears. They cannot stand, hallelujah, because they have to flee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, there's a family over there. They're in poverty. And Father, I pray for them. Some of them right now, the same way they get a woke up, in the same way they're going to bed, no food. Some of them, you know, are frail, and some of them sick. But Lord God, a God of the world, the whole world belongs to you. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the redeemer. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, that you find a solution for Haiti. You bless all the people there, the family there, and they will be strong in you. They will come out and to serve you, to run to you. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. And Father, all we can say, accept them in your kingdom right now. Open the doors for them to can enter. Hallelujah. I pray that you send the angels over this land. The angels will come all around about. Hallelujah. They will sing over the Haiti. The angels will sing of the song of deliverance. Hallelujah. Over this land. There is a land, it was a rich, the richest island. But now, and you know why, everything. But Father, you are a repairer. Repair this land, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you send more messages. Messages to this land, more missionaries, hallelujah, to go and touch people's heart here and there, so that they can come and run to you, oh Lord. Some of them don't know the true you, hallelujah. And Father, we pray. Oh God of deliverance, oh God of mercy, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Do great things, do miraculous things, do marvelous things in the lives of this of Haiti. As we pray, oh Lord, I cover myself and my family here under the blood of Jesus, and I rebuke all the attackers, hallelujah, and I cancel all the retribution, hallelujah, the spirit of retribution, I cancel them, hallelujah. And Father, I pray, as I pray for this land, Holy Spirit, I pray that you put us under your protection, oh Lord. Put us under your protection. Hallelujah. My children, my grandchildren, and myself, and my father, all my close relatives. as I stand here on the blood of Jesus to pray for this land. And I ask that you keep us safe and protected under the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Gigi. We appreciate you. Gertha, how do you say your last name, Marshawn? Okay, she didn't hear me.
Marshawn. Yes, ma'am. Marshawn, yeah.
Marshawn. Okay, thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer for her country, Haiti. We appreciate you. All right.
Yes, God. Amen.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to ask... Karen. Karen is back now. Is she'll play another song of praise for us tonight. Karen. Karen, you there? All right.
I am here. Yes, I am.
Okay, what are you going to play?
Oh, I'm going to play Jesus Loves the Little Children.
All right. Tooth for tooth? No. So, here's the deal. The greater the pain, the greater the power. The greater the adversary, the greater the reward. The greater the struggle, the greater the victory. The greater the trial, the greater the triumph. So you need to know those things. You're going to go through. Yep, we all have trials to go through. But don't you know that trials come to make us stronger? We're going to ask Minister Tyrus if he'll play a song of praise for us. We appreciate you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did you call Brother Tyrus?
I did.
Just want to make sure.
Can you play a song of praise for us?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands, and we lift our voice. We offer up praises to your name. Welcome to this place. Welcome to this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your temple. So we lift our hands, we lift our voice, we offer up the praise in your name. We offer up the praise in your name, your name. We offer up the praise in your name. As we offer up the praise, your name, power and dominion belongs to you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise you. Salvation and glory, honor and power to the Lord of God. For the Lord our God is mighty, for the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God is wonderful. Welcome to this place. Welcome to this broken vessel. You desire to abide the praise of your temple. So we lift our hands, we lift our voice. We offer up the praise to your name. We offer up praise to your name. As we offer up the praise to your name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that beautiful song. That's what we want to do. We, every day, we want to welcome God into our place where we are. Welcome him. He welcomes us into his secret place so we can welcome him into our secret place. I thank God. Thank you so much, Minister Tyrus. Well, I hope you got your Bibles ready. I pray you got your Bibles ready because it's ready. It's Bible time, Bible time. Yep, we're going to be doing the books of the Bible. But guess what? We're doing it a little bit different tonight, so I hope you all ready. All right, ready, ready, ready. All right, now, you know how we do it. We state your name, and you give the answer. Don't say, I'm finding it. No, you got to find it and then state your name and read it. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Okay, so I unmuted all the lines. And if you don't want to be available, just mute your line back because I unmuted all the lines. So we're going to be, I'm asking you some questions, so listen to the question. I'm going to read it two times. If I forget to read it two times, remind me. All right. Who can find and read a scripture from one of the 12 books of history? Who can find and read a scripture from one of the 12 books of history? Let me know when you get it. You got to know the 12 books of history to find this scripture. All right, come on, somebody, anybody, get those. I know the Thomas people, the Turner family. I'm sorry, I forgot y'all, Thomas. I know the Turner family's got those Bibles going. They scholars in the Bible now. Come on. Well, here's somebody. Come on. Get those Bibles ready. Scripture from one of the 12 books of history. Who need help? Anybody need help? Oh, y'all don't need help. Did y'all go to sleep on me? I can't hear nobody.
Here we come. Here we come.
All right. All right. Come on. Come on. One of the 12 books of history. I need a scripture.
Joshua.
Micah.
This is Micah.
Okay.
Joshua. Judges. Ruth.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. You misunderstood the question. The question is, read me a scripture from one of those books that you're calling. Any scripture. Just read me a scripture. From one of those books you just called.
Joshua chapter, the first chapter.
Who is this? You got to say your name.
Gigi. Joshua, right. The first chapter, verse.
Okay, somebody
verse
got
one.
Some kind of music playing in the background. Would you put your phone on mute, please? All right. Okay, go ahead, Gigi.
Okay.
Joshua, what?
Joshua, chapter, the first chapter in verse 1. Be courageous.
Right, Joshua 1:1.
And
go
strong.
Ahead.
And God, I am with you. Praise the Lord. Be
good.
Courageous and strong.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I said, you know, Joshua.
Oh, I heard you. I'm sorry. I'm talking
okay.
to somebody else. You're talking
and
to.
I don't have the Bible with me. I'm outside. But,
okay, but
you know, God said to Joshua.
You can't give it from your head, Gigi. You can't give it
yes.
from your head. You got to
oh,
okay.
tell
me a scripture. You got to read the scripture.
Oh, yeah. I'm outside right
name
now.
And read the scripture. Okay, next. Thank you, Gigi.
Okay.
Somebody was talking, but I didn't hear your name. Hello? All right, come on. Turner family, give me a scripture from one of those 12 books of history. Read it. Who needs
this
help?
This is Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
1 Kings 22:44.
Good.
Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel.
Okay, good job. Y'all catching on now. We're not doing the same thing we did the other night. We're doing something different. So listen, you got to read it. You got to have your Bibles ready. All right? You can't get it from your head. I don't want you quoting the scripture. I want you reading it. All right, here's the next one. Listen to the question. Who can find and read a scripture from a minor prophet? A minor prophet. Find and read a scripture from a minor prophet. Got to know the minor prophets. If you need help, I'll read them to you.
This is Tyrese.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Ezra 6:1.
King
Darius then issued.
Wait. Say it again.
This is Ezra 6:1.
Ezra?
No.
Nope. I said minor prophet. Y'all need help? Minor prophet. Ezra is in one of the 12 books of history. I need a minor prophet.
I have one. This is...
I don't know who
Sister.
I have. Give me your name.
Sister Roxy.
Roxy.
Hey,
Sister Roxy,
yeah.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I have Obadiah.
Okay, good. Obadiah what?
Verse 1. The vision of Obadiah.
Wait. Obadiah chapter...
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold up. You got to give us the whole thing, Sister Roxy. Obadiah what?
Okay, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, good. Obadiah 1:1. Go ahead.
Okay. The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Roxy. I appreciate you coming on. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Okay, come on, Bible scholars. Y'all got to come up. Who can find a scripture from the book of law and read it? Give your name. Don't forget to state your name. From the books of law, a scripture, and read it.
This is Micah.
Okay.
Genesis 1:1.
In
the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen. All right. Y'all got it. We got Bible scholars up. Y'all are in the University of the Bible tonight. Okay. All right. Listen up. Who can find and read a scripture from the book of the Gospels? The book of the Gospels. You got to know what they are. You need help? Let me know. We thank God for our brother Daniel being on tonight from New York. Hallelujah. Got your Bible, brother Daniel? Come on, you can read too.
This is Tyree.
Okay.
I have Matthew 5:3.
Go ahead, baby. You on the ball now.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. All right, now you guys got your thinking caps on. That's what they used to tell us. Good job. All right, who can find and read a scripture from one of the epistles? The epistles. Come on, you guys are brilliant. Come on.
Sister Roxy, I have 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, go ahead.
Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You guys are brilliant. I just love y'all. Thank you. All right. Come on. We got another one. Who can find or read a scripture from the book of prophecy? Book of prophecy. State your name and give the scripture. Y'all doing great tonight. I'm loving it. Hallelujah.
Sister Roxy, I don't want to hog, but Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay, go ahead.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Roxy. Amen. I thank God for each one of you all who participated in the Bible activity. We are learning the Bible on here. Hallelujah. This is Family Vacation Bible School. I appreciate you. This is Bible school, so we got to go to school, learn the Bible. You don't know the divisions of the Bible? Look them up. Google them. What are the divisions of the Bible? Google them. Yep. So, all right, now we're going to move right along. We're going to move to scripture search. Now, I'm going to go over the rules for scripture search. You got to pay attention. All right. Scripture search. First of all, I'm going to give the scripture. I'm going to read it two times. Then you find the scripture and you state your name and read it. Don't cheat. Don't keep your Bibles open. Close them each time. All right. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
No.
I don't hear you.
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am.
We're ready. Okay, good. All right. I hear somebody back there saying they're ready. Okay, here's the scripture. This time I'm going to read the scripture. You're going to find it and tell your name and read it. Now, even if somebody else is reading it with you, don't stop. Just read it together. Now, here's the other part. Everybody online has to read the scripture, so get your Bibles ready. Everybody, open your Bibles. Get ready to open your Bibles. Get ready to find it. State your name. I don't care if somebody else is reading with you. Then we're all going to read it together. Don't let me forget. We're all going to read it together. After the first, don't say, I got it. No. State your name. This is Sister G. All right, here you go. And then I'll read the scripture. All right, here you go. First scripture. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Go ahead.
This is Tyrese.
Good.
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
Did you read James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3? Oh, yeah, you read it from a different version. Read it one more time, Tyrese.
Yes, ma'am. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Amen, amen. All right, we're going to all read it, no matter what version we have. Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, I'm going to read it from mine. I have a different version. Let's go. Let's everybody say James.
James.
1, 2 through 3. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
All right, let's read. Come on, y'all. My brethren. Come on, read.
My brethren.
Count it all joy. Come on, everybody, read it. You have a different version, but it doesn't matter. Read. Come on, y'all.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters,
when all of you face trials of many kinds,
because
you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Amen. All right, all right. We're going to keep it rolling. All right, here's the next scripture. Close your Bibles. State your name and then read it. We all have to read it together anyway. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians 3, verse 23.
Sister Roxy, Colossians 3, 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men.
All right. Everybody got the scripture? Hello? Colossians 3,
yes, ma'am.
23. We all got to read it together. Y'all ready? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're ready.
Okay, good. Let's read. Colossians 3. Come on, everybody. 23. Yeah. And whatever, come on, read. It don't matter what verse you got, it just read. And whatever
work
you do,
willingly at whatever you do,
as
though
you
are
working
for
the Lord
rather
than your
people.
Amen. All right. Okay. All right. We got about two more to read. It don't matter what version, we all gonna read it. All right. Next, close your Bibles. Get ready to find the scripture. Luke 12:34. Find it, state your name, and read it. Luke 12:34.
This is Micah.
Go ahead.
Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be.
Amen, amen. You don't have to pause. When you find it, just read it. You don't have to say, this is... And then pause. No, say your name and read. All right, everybody got it? Let's read. Luke 12. Come on, Roxy, everybody. Y'all ready?
Luke 12:34. For where your treasure is,
where your treasure is,
there your
heart
will
be
also.
Your heart will also be.
All right, all right. Yeah. All right, we're ready? Again, last scripture. Now, I think we're going to do two more. Okay, Galatians 6:9. As soon as you find it, read it. Galatians 6:9. You guys are brilliant because y'all know the Old Testament from the New Testament.
So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
Amen. Thank you, Micah. All right, everybody got it? Galatians 6:9. When everybody get it, say, let's read together, okay? Roxy, you got
okay.
it?
Yes, amen.
All right, so let's read. Galatians 6:9. Come on, y'all, read. I can't hear you.
So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
All right. Hallelujah. Y'all did great. All right. Last scripture for tonight. Be ready for tomorrow, y'all. Ephesians 4:32. This is Family Vacation Bible School. Ephesians 4:32.
Excuse me. Did you say 4:2?
Ephesians 4:32.
32.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I have it. This is Tyrese.
You say I have it.
This is Tyrese. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
All right. Okay. All right. Ephesians 4:32. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Turner family, Roxy, you got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy?
Yes.
All right, let's read it together. Ephesians, come on, let's say Ephesians
432.
Forgiving one another, even
just as in Christ God forgave us.
All right. Oh, woo! Give yourselves a hug. Hug your own self. Put your arms around yourself and hug yourself. Y'all did a great, great job. I'm so proud of y'all. All right. Roxy. Roxy, can you tell me, is your number a 773 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me your last four digits.
0396.
Okay, thank you, Roxy. Appreciate it. All right, now I want to tell you. I'm sorry, did you say something, Roxy?
Oh, I said you're welcome.
Oh, okay. All right, so I want to tell you something, just in case you didn't know it, that God has offered you a gift, and it is the gift of salvation. That's God's gift to us, but what are we going to give to him? Are we going to give him our bodies as a living sacrifice? Are we going to surrender to him? Are we going to say, yes, Lord? Now, I need somebody to find Romans chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. And when you get it, read it. Romans chapter 9, verse 9 and 10.
I got it.
This is Tyrese. For this was how the promise was started. At the appointed time, I will return, and Sarah will have a son. Not only that, but Rebecca's children will conceive at the same time by our father Isaac.
Okay. All right. I gave you the wrong one. I apologize. Read chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
I got it.
Verse 9 and 10. Who's that keep on saying, I've got it? You know the rules to this. You're supposed to say your name and read it, not I got it. Go ahead. I'm come smacking hands over there. Go ahead.
This is Micah. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
All right. Read 10 as well.
For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved.
Amen. Yeah, we got to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead by God. And we got to have the faith. All right. So I want to ask a question. Is there anyone on the line who has not given your life to Jesus? You've not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody, state your name. All right. Everybody saved on here, look like? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody is saved. Wait. I'm sorry. I had one phone muted and I didn't realize it. I'm sorry. Is there anyone on the line who's not saved who wants to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Okay. Well, what about backsliding? Y'all know what backsliding is? That's what, who slid in the mud? Who knows? Backslidden. What's his name?
Judas?
Who?
Did you ask who, like, from the Bible who did?
Yes. Who was it?
Judas Iscariot, or?
Nope. Anybody know who it was? Who did that backsliding? They had mud all over them. Well, who was that? Come on, adults, children, anybody, somebody. Who was that?
This is Pastor John.
Okay.
Peter. Peter.
Who?
Peter.
All right, I'm going to give y'all a clue. It was the son, and he was, you know, with the pigs. He had his father. He said, I father.
Whoa.
Yes.
Prodigal son.
Prodigal son.
Yeah.
All right, oh, y'all. Yeah, y'all got, look here. Y'all better pick up the Bibles again. I'm going to keep y'all sharp, sharp. It was the prodigal son. He went to his father. He said, look, Daddy, give me my inheritance. The other son stayed there and worked. So read the story. Reread the story. The prodigal son. He was sliding in the mud. He backslid. You know, when he went out with his friends, he spent all his money. He was gambling, going to nightclubs, probably smoking pot, smoking whatever, you know, drinking, you know, having a worldly life. But he was a child of the king. His father was a king. And he said, Father, give me my inheritance. So he went, he just threw it all away, just lost all of it. And then he was with the pigs. He said, I'm hungry. He went over there and started eating slop. And then it came to him, my father is rich. Let me go home. And guess what? His father didn't say, no, you've been out there sinning. You stink. You got, you know, the pig smell. No, his father welcomed him with open arms. And that is how God is to us. When we backslide, when we go, you know, back, when we sin, when we lie, cheat, steal, whatever it is we do to sin, you know what sin is, going against God's law, whatever we do, God, he don't condemn us. He didn't say, oh, no, Sister G, you shouldn't have did that. No. He said, come on, my daughter. But when I go, I got to say, Lord, would you forgive me? Forgive me for whatever it was. You know, just call it out. He already knows. So call it out to him and say, Father, forgive me for I did this and I did that and I did the other. Yes, Lord, I'm guilty. I did it, Lord. Forgive me. And don't you know he opened his arms and say, you are forgiven. Even before we ask him, he forgives us. And we can't bring it back up. You know, there's no condemnation to us. He don't say, yeah, remember in 1995, you lied in 2000, yeah, you stole a car. In 2015, you rebelled against your parents. No, he don't keep record of it. He forgot it. He threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. So I want to ask, is there anybody on the line who have backslidden? In other words, you've been out there in the mud, the mire, and you didn't come back to the Father and say, Father, would you forgive me? Because you know what? I mistreated my friend. I told a lie on my friend or whatever it is. All right? Whatever it is. Any backsliders on tonight? All right. Okay. Well, we're going to be closing soon, but I want to ask you a question. Listen closely. This is something I'm going to read, and I want you to know. This is about a Bible character. It's called Who Am I? Who Am I? So listen to it, and then tell me who the Bible character is. I was a builder. I loved animals. I worked hard every day with a hammer, nails, gopher wood, pit. I was favored by God. I loved my family. God loved my family and me, my wife, and I had three sons. They were married, but none of them gave us grandchildren until later. I wasn't called a preacher, but I preached to the people every day. I told them what God told me to tell them. Who am I? State your name and tell me.
This is Lily. Noah.
Noah. Yay, Lily. Good job. All right, we got one more. Who am I? Listen closely and tell me. Unlike some women, I loved my mother-in-law, and she loved me. Even after my husband died, I refused to leave my mother-in-law because, one, I loved her. Two, because I was young and I needed guidance. Three, because I loved her God and worshiped him. My mother-in-law, whose name was Naomi, felt I should leave her and make a life for myself. Her other daughters-in-law left, but I refused to leave. I said these exact words to her, "Entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Who am I?"
Pastor John, Ruth.
That's it. Yes. Hey, give yourself a hug. And tomorrow, yes, indeed. Yeah, we're going to have more Who Am I? So be ready. Be ready. All right. Does anybody have anything they want to say tonight before we close out? I thank God. I'm going to tell y'all, I thank God for y'all. Y'all are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Y'all, Joshua 1:8 children. In case you don't remember what Joshua 1:8 says, look it up. Y'all are Joshua 1:8 children. Me too. Anybody have anything they want to say tonight? I unmuted all the lines.
This is Lily.
Okay.
Situation.
Oh, good. All right. Read the first situation, Lily.
Okay. So you took your friend to the mall, and she started shoplifting, and then act like it was wrong. What did you do, or what would you do?
On the radio, listen. All right. So state that again, Lily. Lily, say that again.
You took your friend to the mall, and she started shoplifting, and she didn't think that it was wrong. What did you do?
All right. Anybody who could tell us what should you do when your friend is stealing stuff from the mall and they don't think it's wrong? What should you do? Or what are you going to tell them?
This is Brother Tyrus.
Okay, Brother Tyrus.
And number one, once you tell them, you need to run with terror on your heels and get away from them, because all technology is so connected now that if they get you on camera, even with those people, they can charge you as an accessory. That's number one. Number
okay.
two, if they do catch your friend and you're with them, you are not legally liable to talk to the police. If you are a minor, you don't have to talk to the police without the presence of your guardian. That is your legal right not to talk to the police. So if you're at the mall and your friends get caught committing a crime and they bring you in for questioning, they're going to what they call loss prevention. They'll have people dressed in plain clothes that are not in the store uniforms, and they will be looking and walking around acting like they're shopping. And if they catch your friend and you're with them, they're going to take you all in the back, and they're going to try to get you to incriminate yourself. They're going to try to get you to tell on your friend, and that's not your responsibility. It's their responsibility to do their own investigation. You do not have to help them in their investigation. Now, I am a parent. I'm a man of God, and I'm a parent. And so my thing is first to protect the legal rights of a minor. And that is, they are not your friend. The police are not your friend in that regard. They are there to find out, to investigate if there was a crime committed. And if you incriminate yourself, that can be used in court against you, and you can be taken from your parents. So number one, if your friends are shoplifting, you need to leave the vicinity. And then you need to contact their parents and tell them that you found out. Now, of course, they're going to call you a snitch. But if you want to protect your friend, you would want to tell their parents what they're doing versus tell the authorities, because they will and can be taken away from their family. And
all right. Thank you so much.
So anyway, thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Tyrus, Minister Tyrus. We appreciate it. All right, this is Family Vacation Bible School. Our theme for tonight is From the Pit to the Palace, dealing with what's in between. So that sounds like one of those in-between situations that we have to face. All right, we got situation. We got one more situation, Lily. Tyrus, one of y'all, somebody, another situation. Thank you, Minister Tyrus. Lily, we got another one? Or is that it?
I have another one.
Okay.
Your friends in class are being rude to the teacher and not listening. What would you do?
Okay. Your friends in class are being rude to the teacher. What would you do? Anybody? Somebody?
Tell them to put themselves in check and be respectful to the teacher.
Say that again. That's my sister, y'all. Brenda, say it again.
Good evening. Tell them to put themselves in check and respect your teacher.
Okay. Very good answer. Check yourself. What do you think you're doing? Respect your teacher. All right. Thank God. Thank y'all. All right. We finished with the situations. Anybody have anything they want to share before we close out Family Vacation Bible School tonight? Tomorrow is our last night on Family Vacation Bible School. Don't forget, make sure you got your Bible in front of you, because we're going to be doing different Bible activities. Of course, we're going to be praying, singing to the Lord. Someone was saying something, but I missed it. What'd you say?
Yes, this is Brother Tyrus. If you are requesting prayer for my sister Tracy, she's come down with a fever, and she has been tested. She hasn't got her results back, and but she feels like it may be the flu. But we're asking for prayer, and you can call her name Tracy.
Okay. All right, Pastor Turner, can you pray for Tracy?
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we ask you to go throughout Tracy's home right now in the name of Jesus and release the spirit of peace right now in the name of Jesus, the peace that surpasses understanding. And we thank you for the healing right now. Thank you for letting us know that you have everything under control. Thank you for the stand up of the saints of God, Lord God, that we can unify in prayer right now and come against that sickness right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of anxiety right now in the name of Jesus, because we also know that that is fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, wherever love is not perfected, that's where fear will live. So, Lord God, we thank you for the love that will shower down, and that conquers all in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak health over her life. We speak healing to her lungs. We speak healing to her breathing right now. Breathe the fresh breath of air to her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lungs, breathe. We command them to breathe right now. And not just her, Lord God. We go throughout the city. We go throughout the towns. We go throughout the nation right now. Whoever is sick with this thing or just have symptoms right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say breathe right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. And this is only for your glory, that miracle signs and wonders will be shown. We don't have to be right there to lay hands on you. We can speak it, and it's there. Lord God, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Turner, I have my sister Brenda on the phone, and she is a nurse in the hospital here in Jacksonville. Could you also pray for the hospital staff, doctors, nurses, et cetera?
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, I thank you for the protection, Lord God, and I thank you for the favor that you have upon their lives, that they're going to risk their lives and taking care of everyone in the nation, everyone in their town or city, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we honor them for what you have them doing. You placed them in that area, and you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. So therefore, yea, though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, we will fear no evil. But as we're in that shadow and that valley, Lord God, I thank you for the power that we can speak to every room and assign an angel to everyone, Lord God. But I glorify your name for that shield and protection that you have upon their lives, that you have upon them. We already know that that mask can only do what it can. but we glorify your name that you have air that's with us. We glorify your name for the doctors. We thank you for the doctors and the protection of the nurses. And not even that, the janitors, Lord Jesus, the people that work in the cafeteria, Lord God. We thank you for the security staff right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them all, Lord God. And we thank you for them not bringing anything back to their homes, Lord Jesus. Refresh them in the name of Jesus. Rebuild, renew, newing, fresh. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen.
All right, all right. Anybody else have anything they want to share before we close? Well, I love you. You already know God loves each of you. I look forward to hearing from you all tomorrow night for Family Vacation Bible School, same number, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled night, a God-filled day, God-filled week, God-filled month and year. And don't forget, what do we say? Praise the Lord like you lost your mind. All right?
We love you.
Love you.
Amen. Love y'all too.